About 65,000 illegal immigrants will graduate from U.S. high schools this spring. Many were infants when their parents entered the country illegally. Today, some of these students are valedictorians, class presidents, and National Merit Scholars who can't go to college unless Congress amends U.S. immigration law and grants them amnesty. Republicans and Democrats say they want to help these students, but NPR's Claudio Sanchez reports no one seems to be doing anything.
For years, Congress has been sitting on two proposals that would allow undocumented teenagers to stay in the United States and continue their education. Students say they're tired of waiting.
If you are wearing caps and gowns, we're about to start. Okay, so I want everybody to sort of form two lines.
At a mock graduation ceremony on the steps of the Capitol yesterday, over 200 high school students from across the country dressed in caps and gowns pleaded with lawmakers to pass the Student Adjustment Act and the Development Relief and Education for Alien Minors Act, DREAM Act for short. Both bills would lift a federal ban on state financial aid for undocumented students and allow them to pay in-state tuition. More importantly, though, they would become legal U.S. residents after completing 2 years of college or military service. Because Congress has done nothing, though, many of these students say they can't work, let alone raise the kind of money they need for college. They live in fear, and their families are stressed out. Soshi, 18, was a little girl when she arrived in New York City from Bangladesh with her parents. But it wasn't until she was in ninth grade that she confronted her mother about being here illegally.
I did ask, like, why did you bring me here? Like, you know, I didn't ask to be here. Why did you bring me here? It's your fault why I'm here today and why I'm facing this, because it's not fair for me every day. Like, I have to deal with this.
Other students, like Paula from Colombia, came as teenagers.
Right now I am trying to get good grades and working really hard. I have two jobs, and because my mother is not working, and I have to help her to pay the rent. It's a really hard situation, but I don't give up.
For a few undocumented students, the situation is so bleak, yesterday's big rally in front of the U.S. Capitol seems too little, too late.
My family and I arrived to the United States when I was 5 years old from Costa Rica.
Marie Nazareth Gonzalez is an 18-year-old high school senior from Jefferson City, Missouri. Her parents entered the U.S. 13 years ago on a visitor's visa and never left. Marie's father opened a small business, prospered, and moved to Missouri, where he went to work as a courier in the governor's office. 2 years ago, though, somebody reported him and his family to U.S. immigration officials. By then, Marie was a sophomore in high school.
When this first happened, I was fearful. I was scared to tell my friends, but, I mean, when I told them, it was just amazing the way they reacted to it. They just, you know, embraced me, and they totally took my side on it. And that's the way that I notice people. Like, as soon as they meet me and they listen to my story and they understand that, you know, I mean, this has been a wonderful gift to live here. And, you know, I just want to give back to the nation that's given to me, except for the fact that I'm not a citizen.
We are losing an enormous amount of talent, potential contributions to this country and to our communities by not dealing with the situations that students like Marie face.
Deepak Burgava is with the Center for Community Change, which sponsored yesterday's rally. His group is lobbying for amnesty for students. Not a blanket amnesty, he says, but rather something that would only benefit students who arrived in the United States before the age of 16, and those who can prove they've been in the U.S. for at least 5 years once the bill is enacted.
The driving force in this has been the students themselves. And the reason we've seen such an outpouring of support from both parties to move this legislation forward is that students have been telling their stories and speaking about their lives and what the impact of this is. And they've really managed to create a groundswell all across this country to get this legislation passed.
No one has been more sympathetic than the co-sponsor of the DREAM Act, Senator Orrin Hatch, Republican of Utah, who also happens to chair the powerful Senate Judiciary Committee. The committee has passed the DREAM Act twice since last October, but twice it's failed to come up for a full vote in the Senate. The House version, meanwhile, hasn't even made it out of committee, namely because Republican leaders there strongly object to what they see as rewarding people who have violated U.S. immigration laws. But there's another reason Congress has dragged its feet, says Stephen Camerata, research director of the Center for Immigration Studies.
This isn't an issue business groups are interested in pushing. Unlike a guest worker program or some kind of general amnesty, and thus it doesn't have the same kind of political support because the business community doesn't care whether a bunch of illegal alien kids go to college or not. What they want is cheap labor, and this doesn't get them that, so they're not going to push for it. And without that political power of the business community, this kind of legislation will flounder.
Camerata says if business wanted the DREAM Act to pass, Congress would pass it, and President Bush would get behind it. But that's not happening. Even the president's own amnesty-like proposal for guest agricultural workers has fallen on deaf ears, says Camerata.
Because public reaction has been so negative. His own party has kind of revolted over it, and the president basically hasn't mentioned it in the election year, suggesting that his own polling shows that politically it's just not a winner.
Camerata says that's why Congress is not going to budge this year. Which may be why only one member of Congress spoke to students at the rally yesterday, Representative Lucille Roybal-Ayard, a Democrat from California and sponsor of the Student Adjustment Act in the House. Roybal-Ayard says if Congress continues to do nothing, more states will do what California has done, circumvent the ban on state aid for undocumented students and give many of them money for college.
States are recognizing the value of having an educated population. And
no
if we don't
fear.
Have an educated youth, we're not going to have an educated future, and we're not going to have a future
country.
At all as a country.
As for Marie Nazareth Gonzalez, the high school student from Missouri who's facing deportation, she's graduating with honors at the end of May. After that, she says she doesn't know what's going to happen.
Any day. I mean, we could get a notice in the mail while I'm here today and telling us that we have 30, 60, however many days they want to give us to leave the country. I mean, it's just a state of uncertainty.
Neither the House or Senate have scheduled any action on the Student Adjustment Act or the DREAM Act this year. Claudia Sanchez, NPR News, Washington.